talk about that a little more at the bottom of the hour. But I want to talk about something else first, really out of the gate today, because I have become, to some degree, a news story and need to talk about it. I said something yesterday on the program, and got a lot of heat for it overnight in the press. And I need you to know, I'm sorry if you're offended by it, but the more I think about it, I'm going to double down and tell you I think I'm right. I do believe, having considered it even further and put my thoughts together, not just an off-the-top-of-my-head unscripted comment yesterday, I do believe the cover-up by the press corps and the Democrats over Joe Biden's cognitive decline is worse than what happened on January 6, 2021. January 6, 2021 was bad. I have long maintained the 2020 election wasn't stolen, much to the disagreement of almost all of my listeners. I was an elections lawyer. I think there were problems. I don't think you could prove the problems. Were there irregularities? Yeah, there are in every election. I think a lot of people were fueled by lies on January 6th and stormed into the U.S. Capitol. And I don't think it was good. I don't think they were heroes. I think they were trying to stop Congress. I think they were fed a lot of nonsense, and it amped people up. I actually think that's not as bad as what the press and the Democrats did. And the fundamental difference is that with January 6th, the press has long insisted we stare at what was streamed live on television, and that we've got to exact revenge on people who participated. Any Republican who goes on CNN or MSNBC or any other network is forced to account for it and forced to ask if they thought it was good and if they thought the election was stolen or not. But likewise, Joe Biden's cognitive decline was streamed live on television. And for 5 years, the media and the Democrats have insisted we not believe our lying eyes. And now you've got this Tapper Thompson book coming out. And again, setting aside whether or not they covered it sufficiently or not, or deflected and protected Biden, what they're now doing is they're bringing out this book. And the press corps is using this book called Original Sin as a way to absolve themselves of any responsibility and pass the blame to the Democrats, most of whom are anonymous in the book. The press is refusing to take responsibility for its act of subverting our democracy, for it being a threat to democracy. Let me tell you what we got out of the 5 years of Joe Biden's mental decline that the press helped cover up. We got, among other things, 13 dead American soldiers in Afghanistan. We got runaway inflation, driving up the cost of homes, driving up the cost of groceries, hurting families. We got gamed numbers by the Department of Labor that weren't real, that have been walked back, that have been retracted and have been corrected, that the Biden administration used to say that everything was fine when it wasn't. We got a man let out of prison on clemency with an auto pin who murdered an 11-year-old or conspired to murder an 11-year-old and his mother because they were witnesses in a drug case. The 11-year-old was a witness to a crime. The man Joe Biden let out of prison conspired to murder him. His mother jumped in front of the gunman, and so the gunman killed her and the 11-year-old. Joe Biden let that person out of prison on clemency with an auto pen because Joe Biden didn't sign the paperwork. Someone else did, and we don't know who. Joe Biden pardoned and granted clemency to a lot of people, except he didn't. An auto pen did. Who actually was in charge? For 5 years, bureaucratic, unelected apparatchiks got to run the government, not the democratically elected leader of the United States. They deflected, they defended, they made decisions for him. In fact, we now know that Joe Biden did not actually agree with the Department of Education's regulation on trans girls in sports. He actually was sympathetic to the idea of prohibiting boys from girls' sports, and the Department of Education did it anyway, despite Joe Biden having misgivings, because his staff at the White House blessed it. Who was actually in charge? We don't know. And then here's the thing. Jake Sullivan, the national security advisor, was making national security calls for the president of the United States. Jake Sullivan, by virtue of being the national security advisor, is not subpoenable to Congress. They couldn't hold him. They couldn't question him. The chief of staff, Congress isn't allowed to subpoena the chief of staff and hold the chief of staff in, or Joe Biden's wife, Jill Biden, or Hunter Biden. For 5 years, for the campaign trail and 4 years in office, Joe Biden, the press corps, the Democrats, they covered up his decline. The American press corps collaborated in the decline and cover up of the decline of Joe Biden and allowed a bunch of bureaucrats to be in charge, not the elected president of the United States. And if January 6th was trying as an insurrection against the government, well, you know what? This press Democrat collaboration was a successful coup against a dementia patient, putting other people in charge and making him a puppet. Joe Biden, we don't know what he signed off on or not. And the most damning indictment of all of this is how the press wants the Democrats to bear accountability for it, but the press is trying to abdicate all responsibility. I want to play you a clip. This is from, Jack. He's the Politico morning editor. Let me get his name right for you so we can hold him accountable. This is Jack Blanchard, the managing editor and author of Politico Playbook. He is talking to Jake Sullivan on stage at an event.
The accusation is not that he could never perform well, is that it was that he couldn't do it all the time, that there were he was only able to function well
stop,
for a few
stop,
hours.
Stop. Let's stop it. Listen to this. The accusation was, what Blanchard is doing here, the editor of Politico's Playbook, is he's making Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson not journalists who are reporting facts, but accusers. They're accusing Joe Biden and his team of a cover-up. No, they're not. They're documenting the cover-up, but the press was culpable as well. And when Jack Blanchard of left-wing Politico says they are accusations, he's allowing himself and the media to be abstracted out of the story that all of us saw with our own eyes and the press for 5 years told us was not so. And so he's turning Tapper and Thompson's book of reporting knowledge into accusations so it can be a he said versus they said, and one side can still pretend that it wasn't so and deny it when it actually was something we all saw. Now listen to Jake Sullivan here.
That he would, there's actually an excerpt in the book where it says he forgot your name in December 2022. He called you Steve a couple of times. Did that happen?
I do not recall that ever happening. And
I do not recall that ever happening. It was not a no. It was not a no. Now, you tell me, you wouldn't recall the president of the United States on more than one occasion mixing you up with someone and calling you Steve? He just doesn't recall it. He didn't say it didn't happen. See, these are the weasel words the politicians use. He didn't say it didn't happen. He didn't confirm it. He didn't deny it. He says he doesn't recall it. It's a weasel word. But I expect this of Jake Sullivan. Jake Sullivan is a lying partisan hack whose wife is now a member of Congress. He's got to protect her reputation, his own reputation, because, you know, if Joe Biden did have dementia, he's the national security advisor. He's authorizing strikes on militants with U.S. weapons. People will have tough questions for Jake Sullivan. So he can't say, yes, it happened. He's got to say, I don't recall, so he can avoid having to say yes or no. But the bigger issue is the reporter who's treating what you and I all saw with our own eyes as an accusation when you know it was true and I know it was true. January 6th, these people rub your nose in it all the time, demand you stare at it, demand you denounce it, and when it comes to seeing Joe Biden's decline, live broadcast 365, they're like, it's an accusation. It's an accusation. The other day, Jake Tapper on CNN had on Wall Street Journal reporters who covered Joe Biden's decline. At the time, Democrats vilified them. The other night, Jake Tapper called them heroic reporters. Heroic reporters. Here's CNN's Oliver Darcy in 2024. The Wall Street Journal owes its readers and the public better. An examination of the report reveals a glaring problem. Most of the sources, reporters Annie Linsky and Siobhan Hughes relied on were Republicans. In fact, buried in the story, the reporters themselves acknowledged they had drawn their sweeping conclusions based on Republican sources. Jake Tapper told these Wall Street Journal reporters, quote, I said it last year before the election, I'll say it again, the journalism you did was vital and the smear campaign by Democrats against you two is disgraceful. Jake's right, except Oliver Darcy was a CNN employee. He wasn't a member of the Democratic Party. He was a CNN CNN employee. Where's the accountable for CNN? Where's the accountability for MSNBC? Where's the accountability for the Washington Post? Where's the accountability for the New York Times? Where's the accountability for the press corps that cooperated with the Democrats to cover this up, gaslit the American public on what they were seeing with their eyes? When it comes to January 6th, you got to stare at it, you got to own it, you got to denounce it. With this, the media is like, oh, we had no idea. Our sources didn't tell us. Yes, it is the damn truth. What the Democrats and the press corps did together for 5 years was worse to our democracy than what happened on January 6th. And until they're willing to fess up to what they did, not the Democrats, the media, until they're willing to fess up to their complicity in the role and answer the question, how was it the American people could see this with their own eyes, but the press corps couldn't, there can be no rebuilding of trust for the American press corps.